Menachas Pektes Mishneh Gimel is a continuation of the Midos Halach that were in the Kalim. We had the Tanakama and Reb Shimon the Elder with seven Kalim. Reb Lezer, the middle Tana, Reb Lezer Betzadok rather, holds that there were only four Kalim. So the Mishnah now is Mefarat, the Midah of seven Kalim that we had in the previous Mishnah. Revius Mahis and Mishameshes. What was the Revius Haloig? Revius Mayim Lemitzayra. There was that amount of water that was measured out for the mitzvah. What this refers to is the chelek taharas hamitzvah that was done. It's in parshas mitzvah perkei dalv. V'shocheres hatzipor achas al klicheres al mayim chayim. This was the chelek that was done outside the mikdash. This is not a chelek of avodas beis hamikdash. And it says that it's done in a kli that has in it mayim chayim. How much mayim chayim? It doesn't say how much. So Chazal have a mesoris that the amount was a revius haloig. To measure that, even though it's not a chelek d'avodas beis hamikdash, it's included in the kelim over here. Ba'arabanan, that's where we find in some type of capacity of karbonis this shear. Urevius shemen lenozir. There's another measurement of a revius loig, and that is a revius loig shemen that's used for the lechemim that the nozir brings. Chatziloig, Mahoy Mishamish. What was the usage of a chatziloig? Chatziloig, Maim Lesoita. The Mei Soita, in which was mixed up the letters of the parsha of the Megillah Soita, was the shir. It was a chatziloig, Maim. How do you know that it was a chatziloig? The parsha is no makar from a pasuk. Mefarshim say, Rashi over here in the Sugya and Daf Pei Ches says it's halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Maisa, what's not so simple, is that there's a Deo in the second parak of Soita. How long was the Megillah Soita? If Megillah Soita was a decent amount of Parsha Soita over there, so then it took, in order to dissolve the Parsha, to dissolve all the letters in the Parsha into the water, it took a Chatziloig. Mishnah says over there, according to one Shita, you didn't need a Chatziloig. All you needed was a Revius Loig because the Parsha was a lot less. Doesn't sound like it's a Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It sounds like it's a functional Halacha. So I don't know where that medida came from, if it's not just the Messiah of Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Chatziloig Shemen L'Toido, another place where the Chatziloig Shemen was in a carbon Toido. U'beloig hoye moided l'chol ha-menochos. Loig was the standard measurement used for all carbon menochos. Afilu mincha shal shishim yisorin, noisin l'shishim loig. Each yisorin has a loig. They used the loig, even if you had a huge carbon mincha, it went up in proportion, from one to one loig, from two Yisraelis to two loig, and so on, all the way up till 60. Why 60? Why does the Mishnah say list off 60? And the answer to that is a famous klal. And the Gemara says that the Metzius is that the Shemen mixes well, blula toiv, together with the Silas up to a medida of 60. More than that, it's not going to mix well. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of Bila. Bila ain't a ma'akevis. But it has to be that the mincha, the amount of menachos that were brought, is ro'i l'bila. This is the famous kal kol ro'i l'bila ain't bila ma'akevis. You could have something which is not ma'akev b'di'evit in any area in tchum and halacha, and we'll say ain't a ma'akevis. But if the thing that's being used or made is b'chalal not ro'i for something that's in the Torah, that means that that's not ro'i. It's posel kishalatzme. Kol ro'i l'bila. So that's why the number over here is 60 Chazal HaMashayir, that till that point the Bila is done efficiently. Well, past that notch. Blazma Yaakov, Ayma Afilu Mincha Shal Shishim Yisorin, Ein Noisim La Elaluga. He seems to argue with what we just said. You don't put exponentially one Loig Shemen with one Yisorin, two Loig Shemen with two Yisorin. Even a huge carbon mincha, you put only one loig. Shenema. Lemincha v'loig shaman. It sounds like it's only a loig shaman. Seems to argue with this whole idea. Dashin's apostle. Doesn't seem to be the halacha because kaloroi labila with shishim loig is something that's brought all over shas. Shisha lapor, which is a chatzi ahin, because there are 12 loig in a hin, so a half a hin, which is 6. Loigin lapor, abo la'ayl, shloish la'keves, shloish u'mechtze la'menoiro. This is a separate din. Mechatzil loig l'chol ner. The Messiah's bechazal was that a chatzil loig is the amount that was put in that would last through a whole night with leilis arukim. So each one was a chatzi loig. Times 7 is 3.5. Mishnah Dal. Ma'orvin niske elim b'niske parim. You could have a taruvus, we've had this before, of different nesachim that have to be brought by different people, and they can be put on the mizbeach together. Yoytzer Ruven's chayv nesachim, Shimon's chayv nesachim. Why? Because the proportion is the same. The proportion of shem and tiyayin mixed together is going to be the same. But I'm sorry, with the selas also is going to be the same. So mele, you can mix them together. This, the measurement goes like this. In a par, so the yayin is chatziahin. And shemen is also six log, which is also chatziahin. The cell is going to be 3 esrenim. And ayil is 4 log, the 4 log of shemen, and 2 esrenim. So the proportion of a par and ayil are not going to be the same. A keves is half of the amount of a par. It's 3 log instead of 6, 3 log instead of 6 of shemen, and 1 of soilus instead of 3 esrenim. That's again, that's proportional. Because the yayin, the shemen, is half, and the soilus is 1/3. So elim and parim go together. Niske kvasim and niske kvasim also go together, because the proportion is the same. Shal yochid b'shal tzib, as long as they're the same carbon. Shal ayin b'shal emesh is also the same. Aval ein ma'av and niske kvasim b'niske parim. The kvasim and parim are not the same proportion. Or elim. V'imbalalon, if it was mixed together, elu bifnei atzmon ve'elu bifnei atzmon. If it was mixed together, each one, the nesachim were made, the yayin, shemen, and the soilus were mixed together of this carbon, that carbon, the third carbon. And then only afterwards they were nesavu, then ksher. Because that's cool that it was already chal on them, a shame nesachim for that carbon. Now you're putting it up. But if it was mixed together in the first place, the proportion is going to be off. Both of them are not going to be good. Im atchele bolal, so then posel. Like we just said.